The Devonport Tennis Club are holding their holiday camps again in a couple of weeks' time during school holidays, which will be in July next month on the 12th and 13th, in fact. To tell us a bit more about it, the head coach is Philippa Martin, who joins me now. Good morning, Pip.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Now, we've spoken a couple of times about this in the past, so obviously these are very popular.
Yes, they are. It's wonderful to have a whole bunch of children out on court, some of them trying tennis for the first time, and some of them come back every holiday and keep active during the holidays. It's wonderful.
Okay, so tell us how the format for the 2 days. Obviously, different age groups are involved, are they, or how does it work?
It's open to anyone from ages 6 to 18. And what we do is we group the children not by age group but by skill level. So there might be a 10-year-old or there will be a 10-year-old playing the 17-year-olds. And there'll be other children intermixed in. And it works great. It's a wonderful, positive environment. And there's a special section that's only a couple hours long from 10 till 12 for new players. So they come along and have a taster of tennis as well. So, and the players that have already played before will be playing matches throughout the days and having lots of fun and doing off-court activities as well.
Very timely, isn't it, at the moment with Wimbledon on? Not that I'd imagine little kids are staying up late to watch that, but it's in the news a lot, tennis, at the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it seems like it's a sport of choice. I get lots of inquiries all the time and new people wanting to try it, and it's a great socially distanced sport and outdoors, and it's heaps of fun, and you can play it all year round.
So I know they use the same size court, but are the nets the same height and the equipment the same for kids, or is it modified?
It is modified. So for the younger children, the balls are actually modified, and there's four different categories. So there's a red ball stage, and then an orange ball, green ball, and then you go to full court yellow. So the courts are just adjusted, and the rules are modified just to suit the needs and the skill level of the players to make sure that they get to play some good tennis and get the understanding of what playing tennis is all about.
So I like the difference with the balls too. It's a bit like the coloured dots on squash balls, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so they're for different speeds, I think. Obviously, they've been popular in the past, but what are the numbers like? How many kids have you been turning up to these things?
So it varies depending on the time of year and when people go on holidays and so forth. So we've had from 30 to 70 children, depending on the camp.
Wow.
And I've already got 20 children registered at the moment, so there's plenty of space for more to enrol. So I imagine we're going to have a good number of students in this one as well.
Yeah, and even though it's being held at the Devonport Tennis Club, I'd imagine it's open to kids from right along the coast.
Yes, at the moment we've got children registered from Devonport and Latrobe and Ulverston and Penguin, really, and there's actually probably a family coming up from Rosebery as well.
Wow. Now, there is a cost involved, but with that they get a bit of gear and some good coaching, of course.
Yes, absolutely. So it's $45 per person for the 2 days total. So if you look at that, that's very cheap babysitting. Not that we're into babysitting, but it's and keeping the children active and playing. So, yes, it's really good value and lots of fun.
Yeah, and a sausage sizzle to finish it all off with.
Yeah, it's such a hit. The kids love it. So they look forward. They're like, what's the time? What's the time? And they're looking forward to that sausage sizzle on the second day. And it's actually one of our assistant coaches' birthdays on that day. So we might be having a little bit of birthday cake as well.
Right. And I mentioned Wimbledon, of course. I know when Olympics are on, sports that don't normally get coverage like rowing and weightlifting and boxing and other sports, they tend to enjoy a bit of an upsurge. Does that happen every year after Wimbledon's been on?
I think that there was a huge upsurge after the Australian Open, and I'd imagine the same will happen for Wimbledon. It's just that awareness, and everyone likes to play, try a sport, and it was so funny because I often deliver in schools, and sometimes the children go, this is fun, and then sometimes they say, this is hard. But it's a great sport for life. So I look at it and go, if they learn how to play as a young person, then they'll be able to pick it up at any stage in their life and when they're 20 or 30 and 40 or whatever age and start playing again once they've learnt those basics.
You know, I think now that COVID's over, we're hopefully going to have things like the Burnie International back on the calendar. And I know that a lot of the ball boys and boy girls are actually junior tennis players themselves. It's a great way to get involved in the sport, isn't it?
Yes, well, I've been keenly watching to see the announcement on that because I'd love to take a team of over to Burnie from Devonport to join in and be ball boys. It's a wonderful experience.
And girls, of course, as well.
Oh, well, yes, ball boys, figuratively. Yeah, boys and girls, of course.
Terrific. So where do people go to find more information about the camps, Pip?
So you can have a look. There's a link on the Devonport Facebook page, or you can go to coachpip.com, and that's where you go through and register. And if you've got any questions, you can call me on 0438 687 542.
Okay, when you say Devonport Facebook page, you mean Devonport Tennis Club Facebook page?
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. Pip, I hope you have a great time in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you for doing what you're doing for junior tennis on the coast, and thank you for your time this morning.
No worries. Great to chat with you, Martin. Have a great day.